Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Reacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex last night?
Yes, and it was amazing!
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Click or tap the banner to find out more.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Finals, though. They start this Thursday. And damn, who wrote this? And unfortunately, it will be the Oklahoma City Thunder facing the Indiana Pacers, with game one being at OKC. Let's get into it, everyone. Who do you have winning the championship, and in how many games?
I started off. You can give me OKC in six. I think Indiana is good enough to hang in there for a couple games, and they're gonna get a couple. I really do believe that they have a good enough team to get a couple. But I'm excited to see this series. I really, really am, because you got two sets of dogs on both sides. You got defensive stoppers on both sides. They kind of mirror each other, and you know, they both got the tall, lanky point guards that can get it done. I just think that SGA is more consistent than
what kind of witch is
Spike, you need to buy some Oklahoma gear, because that's the closest that anybody near Texas is going to be in the finals.
Go ahead and... Hey, Shelton. Hey, I was just about to bring that up.
That Eagles background, like, you need to be more coherent with everything that we got going on right here. Like,
hey, week one is in like 2 weeks, so what the fuck? Like, I mean.
You need to get that bullshit off your background.
October's tomorrow.
I agree with you. OKC in six. I was listening to Jason Williams, the black one, on ESPN earlier, and I 100% agree with his take. And like you said, these teams marry each other. Just OKC has a better version of what Indiana has, right? Like Tyrese Halliburton, underrated point guard or overrated point guard, whatever you want to call him. He's in the finals, but OKC got the MVP. Gritty white boy that comes off the bench. Yeah, you know, you guys got McConnell, but they got Caruso, champion. Like, everything that they have, they just, it's like one or two steps better than what Indiana has. I could also see OKC winning it in five, because they're just that much better. You know what I'm saying? I love the matchup, but Indiana's strength won't be as strong against OKC like it was against New York. Like, when Indiana was getting fast break buckets off of made buckets from New York, that's not going to happen at OKC. You're not going to get them buckets. Now, you could play up and down, but OKC could play that pace too. So it's going to be very interesting, but I got OKC in six.
I got Thunder in five. I don't think it's going to be a competitive series at all. I think that the Pacers are outmatched. Like, I think that what OKC does on defense and how they were able to shut down Brunson and all the other opponents that they had in the offense, in the playoffs. Like, I don't see Halliburton being that guy to be like, oh, I'm going to break this down and I'm going to come out on the end and carry my team to a couple of wins. I don't see that happen. So I got OKC in five.
I'm going to echo that. I think OKC wins this in five. Would not be surprised if it goes to six, but I'm betting on five. I'm betting on really close games, and I'm going to always put my money on, at this point, the OKC execution the last 3 minutes. I think that they're going to out-execute the Pacers. I think the Pacers are going to come back in one or two games and make it really fun. I think they might take game one or game two. So that's going to breed a lot of drama for the series, and I like that. But what these two teams are, you have the number one offense in the NBA and in the playoffs, I mean, and then you have the number one defense. And I think what FIFO is alluding to is that in the half court, when you as the OKC Thunder specialize in stopping the ball, right? Like, we're not going to let you. And even if you somehow meet in the middle, you're not going to get as many fast break points like the Pacers want to do, space and pace. The OKC Thunder, when you get the ball into the half court on defense, there's not somebody on the Pacers side that I think strikes fear into the heart of the Thunder as a scorer, as a guy that can just pull up, I'm dropping 40 tonight, I don't care. Everything is off of back cuts. Everything is off of drive and kick. Everything revolves around Haliburton. And I think that they're going to try to just give him a bunch of different looks with Dort, give him a bunch of different looks with Caruso, different looks with, SGA, with the help. And then they're going to try to funnel everything into Chet and Hartenstein to make it tough. I think Siakam's going to have to be the one that carries the Pacers in a lot of these games because they're going to pay so much attention to Haliburton and how he creates. And I think that's exactly what the Thunder want, is one-on-ones. So unless Siakam and Miles Turner have the games of their life with some added help from Nesmith and TJ McConnell, I don't see this going further than five games. Because I think that OKC is that – they just young demons, bro. They get out and they run and they create turnovers.
I got OKC in four. My heart says OKC Sweet. In three. But I'm thinking
– You're just sour because they beat the Knicks.
Listen. I'm thinking this.
Sweet.
OKC has home court advantage. They have the MVP. And – they have the one thing that what Nico Collins been telling us all year, Ken. Whatever the name is, Nico, whatever. He was saying defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. And like Ken, like you pointed out, and what I was trying to say about the last series with the Knicks, I was like, if the Knicks can just play some defense, they could kind of make this a series. Clearly they didn't. But OKC is a different monster. Haliburton gonna file charges on them for sexual assault based off of how much they be harassing niggas when you get in the lane anytime.
No diddy.
No diddy. I don't think this is gonna be much of an entertaining finals. I think this is gonna be like 07 Spurs Cavs. Where Indy's just a happy to be here. We ain't know who these niggas really was. They got one guy that everybody kind of likes. And he Nick, may be up and coming, but
Nick,
every
week you never cease to amaze me with at least one of your.
I'm just trying to say, like, people, this is why people. I wanted to talk to you. You can, if you have trouble with your son falling asleep, just have him watch this series. Both of y'all gonna be knocked out on the couch. See, Nick, it's about to be boring as hell.
Nick is somewhere gonna be curled up with his Timberlands, listening to Laugh After Death, crying and shit. Like, all right, bro.
when Nick mentioned harassing, it reminded me of, I think it was in the final game where the Knicks just crossed half court. And they just swarmed Jalen Brunson, bro. They abused him, man. And the whole crowd got hyped. They were all, man, it was actually beautiful to watch. I think, though, this is going seven.
Okay.
You hope it do.
I think the Pacers and Rick Carlisle, the way they run their offense, the way they play, I think it could work against OKC. And I think because everybody is essentially hot, I think Siakam has an advantage over Chet. He's probably going to cook Chet if Chet guards
him. That's not that matchup.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying. Who's going to guard him? Miles Turner? Because he's probably going to like Miles Turner. Miles Turner struggled in that series.
Hartenstein
he might have a better matchup. Yeah. So, yeah, who's going to guard Siakam?
It's gonna be Chet
Dort. No, Lou Dort.
He's gonna have to probably take Haliburton.
Who Dort? No, you put Caruso. on probably Halliburton.
Yeah, but when I was gonna say
Hartenstein would go for Siakam, and I would put Chet on Turner.
Well, either way, I think Siakam may have an advantage. But I don't know, man. I think it's one of those moments where I feel like we think it's going to be one of those games where it's going to be unentertaining. But I think the Pacers could probably steal game one, and we may have a series. I think that offense, their offense is really good. I don't know. I'll be curious to see how OKC slow it down. But I still got OKC winning.
Yeah, okay. Can I?
You say Ken, OKC, what?
How many games, Ken?
He said seven. Ken, the one thing that you just said right at the very end is the difference to me in this series. Indiana can't play half-court offense. Like they struggle because they don't have a go-to guy like that. Mm-hmm. Siakam is nice, but he's not a real bucket getter like that. He's their bucket getter, but he's not a true bucket getter like that. They have to play at a fast pace. If OKC makes an adjustment, because I think just the naturalness of them being young, they're going to want to get up and down. If it becomes a track meet, a good coach is going to slow it down. Be like, you know what, this game, let's slow it down. Let's see how they react to that.
Favor though, do you think?
OKC.
OKC. They can outlast them. They can outlast them.
Because my thing is, the only advantage I see Indy having in the series is a head coach. Outside of that, everything to me favors OKC
because
they just as young. They play better defense. They have an MVP. Like they have role players. They can go deep in their bench too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Rick Carlisle has been here, done that, and he can figure out some things that I don't even know. The Hamburglar, whoever the head coach is for OKC, he can probably do some things to make it close. But if we're talking about SGA, most of these games is gonna say just shit. Let me do me.
And the thing is, though, is that OKC is so deep that I don't think that the guys would have ego about if Halliburton starts cooking. I think that you would immediately go to a defensive lineup with maybe just SGA and Jalen Williams as like your two guys. You would probably put Caruso, Dort, and then probably Hartenstein in to see if you can, you know, slow down whatever Halliburton has going on. And I think that that's going to work more often than not. Like I keep saying, if the Pacers had like an Anthony Edwards like next to Halliburton, this would be like, okay, this is going seven for sure. Because when the offense breaks down and the first read ain't there, second read there, ain't get a bucket. Like, yo, we need 30. Like, just go off, right? There's no one on the Pacers that of course, because the Knicks broke down because their defensive rotations and they were so tired at a certain point that they just kind of quit. Of course that the Pacers started just hitting out of rhythm buckets, out of offensive rhythm, off script is what I'm saying. That started to happen, but that was just a byproduct of them running the Knicks dry. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can do that to the Thunder because they have, like I keep saying, they're the defensive version of what the Pacers do on offense. They are just as deep as the Pacers are on offense. The difference is that I think defense wins championships, and you have two better offensive guys in SGA and in Williams.
Hey, Nick, how'd that go get a workout for Minnesota?
I keep saying this like they have the same roster, man.
Hey, I don't want to hear none of that young stuff. Indiana come out and whoop up on them boys, though. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, listen.
You know what? Real quick, Nick. Sheldon, that's such an astute point because I'm not trying to spark up the conversation again. But if they lose, I don't want to hear anything about the baby Thunder because that's exactly what we did in 2012. So, you know,
nah, there's no excuses now. We're in the chat.
That's what y'all did this year.
Bro,
you and FIFO disrespecting them all season long and the playoffs.
I'm not disrespecting them. I never picked them, but they're here. So I have to deal with what's here.
That's disrespectful.
I didn't pick them. Disrespect is like, yo, I think they're terrible. I'm just like, yo, I think they're too young. This is not a normal thing. They were young, and I will still bet that the average NBA fan will stick to that analysis of a young team can't really win like that. This is unheard of, and this is unprecedented. So you got to give respect to it.
Ken, I think we win either way because if OKC, though, if they shit the bed, I'm coming after Sam Presti and that shit and all them. And if Indy get blown out, I want to hear shit about who's a Burton, LeVar Burton. Fuck about none of them niggas. Like, that's all I'm trying to
say. What are you going to say, Jalen?
I guess I just want to see what the supporting cast look like for SGA on this stage. I think it's different. Like, I think their run hasn't really had any true pressure to it, per se, in my opinion, compared to what the Pacers have. Like, yeah, you can count Denver, but Denver had a bullshit-ass, like, bench. There was no depth to Denver. But I'm looking at the Pacers' run a little bit different. So I'm not saying I'm not taking the Pacers, but I'm just interested to see what happens. Because Jalen Williams is inconsistent. Like, y'all can – I mean, he's the number two option. And if it does turn into a track meet, like, if your number two is being inconsistent, that's just enough room for the Pacers to win. So, go ahead.
He could be – remember when James Harden was in the finals and that changed his whole career? He still accomplished a lot. He still was the MVP. But it changed his whole career. This is where I feel like Jalen Williams can be in that same mold where, like you mentioned, Jalen, he either is going to be turn the page and get better from his inconsistencies, or this is the player that he is. And yeah. I think the series will come down to OKC's big three with Shea, Chet, and Williams.
They got a big three?
I said big three.
I said they're three. They're three.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see exactly how they're still a young team, but I don't know if I'm 100% sold. Like, I may sound like FIFO and Q. I don't know if I'm 100% sold on like them having like the war wounds. I'm more convinced in that in Indiana than I am.
What's Indiana's war wounds?
I mean, Indiana had to go through Giannis. They went through the number one team. They had to play like rather. I think the Knicks were as good as they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and playing in Madison Square Garden, watching Haliburton play on that stage like that repeatedly, that says a lot, bro. Like, I mean, that says a lot.
I agree. I think that, you know, it really is a pick 'em. I'm not going to disrespect nobody picking either Indiana or OKC. It's just I just go back to what I've seen from them. Making Jokic's game very uncomfortable for him and rendering the rest of that Denver roster like kind of just unplayable at certain points. It really is a pick 'em. And I think that we have to look at the elevation and growth of this team as an outlier. So everyone who called me, you know, contradictory or whatever, I don't think that's a contradiction when new information presents itself. I can say that, yeah, this is an outlier, but I'm still not going to pivot from the fact that the NBA grown men normally win finals. Veterans normally win finals. So this could be the year where young pups finally do it, and that would be crazy to see.
And I know they're in the chat talking about Jokic. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, they beat Jokic, but there was a six man rotation basically, and then Aaron Gordon got hurt at the end of the series. Like, I mean,
yeah, it's on one leg.
Yeah, so, I mean, they took him to seven. Denver should not have taken OKC to seven, if we're being honest about it. Like, that team should not. I mean, Jokic is great, but the team, everybody around him, because Jamal Murray barely showed up. Russell was inconsistent. Like, they should not have taken
Aaron
him to
seven. Gordon was hurt.
And, like, so, like, they shouldn't have taken him to seven. So, yeah, I hear y'all talking about, yeah, he got past Jokic, but Jokic didn't have
MPJ didn't even look at his shoulder.
Yeah, so, like, and I'm not making excuses for that. I'm just saying, like, we talking about war wounds. Yeah, they got past Jokic this year, but I didn't look at Denver as, like, formidable this year, so.
Yeah,
that's why I think it'll be interesting, man. None of neither one of these guys have been on the stage before. Like,
yeah.
So it might be a mess.
You know what? I also want to say, for my coincidence believers, is this the first finals, like we said, that is not going to be held in California or Texas, in the last 20 something years, and this is also going to be the first two teams that are not in the luxury tax. So it's very much so a tariff NBA finals. So y'all make sure you enjoy this. It's going to be a great time for all
the
Midwest.
Ain't nobody enjoying this outside of the state of Oklahoma and NBA.
Nick going to be cut up with his Hennessy listening to the infamous crying. Life as a Knicks fan shouldn't be so rough. You know what I'm saying? Cream. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly, man, if you enjoy basketball, this is still a good series. Like,
right, that, that's don't give me that bullshit.
Nah, it is true. Niggas just want to see fucking superstars
all the time. If you enjoy basketball, if that's the case, you should just pull up to any rec league and have a great time. No,
I mean, KD does. KD be out there in Slovenia watching a double B semi-pro team. Like, damn, they playing good offense. Like,
niggas be fans of superstars, and that's it. They say they fans of teams, but they really just fans of superstars.
And then y'all turn around and be like, "Oh man, parody in the NBA." And then it's like, who's watching it? You niggas ain't owners. Like,
I kind of agree with Jalen though, but not from the parody standpoint, but just to add to it, like, SGA is a name. He's the MVP, so we know who he is. Halliburton went into New York and made a name for himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he became a villain. He's in the spotlight.
Goofy ass shot.
And the choke sign. It's not like you're going into the finals not knowing a guy from the Pacers. We know Halliburton now.
Yeah.
And his daddy.
Yes.
And when it was time for him to close in game six, he went off.
All right, we can move on. We got another hope.
Nick about to start trembling and shit. They about to
have PTSD. Halliburton had a heck of a run down the stretch. So
OKC in two. So